from a Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where two lifelong nerds slash geeks slash awesome dudes talk about...
Pretty freaking awesome.
We talk about all the stuff.
Geek, nerd, video games, movies, comic books, books,
reviews,
regular books, board games, card games, tabletop games. I really like games.
You should start doing the intro. You, like, cover way more bases than I do. Like, we don't talk about sports. I guess we shouldn't.
We don't care who knows.
Unless gaming's like a sport. Yeah, no, well, that was a good opening.
I do watch some Twitch.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that's like ESPN for nerds.
Honestly, it's the only way I can stand League of Legends.
Oh,
yeah. I just upset half the fan base.
Yeah,
League of Legends,
you know, it's a game that either you like or you hate. And I feel like there is no middle ground. There's no mid.
Well, my problem with it, I get too attached to my characters, and you have to, like, restart them every game.
Yeah.
And I wish I could just keep them.
You want to accessorize your characters, yeah, and build them out.
I don't want to have to, like, level them every time.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the show where we talk about all things video game and, you know, sci-fi and cool and in the news and all that stuff. And
everything you really care about.
You know, all of these shows that we've been doing this for a few years now. And, I think last show we talked about, like, yeah, it's almost your 1 year mark. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, we need to look
you
up.
I think you started, like, in the beginning of August or whatever. So you've hit your year mark.
Oh my God, did we let my cake day go by?
Your cake day. Is that what we're calling this
now? I'm sorry, I'm on Reddit too much.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we've been doing this
it's
for a while.
Like a nerd.
All of these shows have been recorded for your enjoyment for later time. So if you want a podcast, dude, we say some stuff on the show that is not...
Don't tell the FCC that.
Well, no, not the FCC. It's just, like, embarrassing for us. Like, what if somebody made a supercut of, like, all the dumb things we've ever said on this show? That'd be...
You know, we should, like, do a Clockwork Orange version of just our shows.
Wait,
we know how we come out of this.
What version of Clockwork, like, what part of Clockwork?
The part
Orange?
Where they tie him to the chair and make him watch all the films of the death and
destruction. Oh, okay.
Where we just go through our entire...
We should probably clarify.
I should have prefaced that.
Yeah.
Not the other scenes.
Anyway, we're online. That's all I'm trying to say. We're on the web. All these shows are on podcasts, websites like Stitcher and iTunes, and you can stream it from our website. Bear, what is the website?
We have a website, exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
We're also on social media like Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, YouTube.
I'm actually going to calling it Tweeter because I like
Tweeter.
That better.
We're on Tweeter.
Because I tweet and I have tweeters.
If you go to exppoints.com/social, you can see all the buttons for all the things. I will be adding Patreon very soon. But if for whatever reason I haven't done it by the time you
How
look at it.
How many shows have you been saying you'll add Patreon?
I think this is the fourth or fifth show, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will do it before I die. And if I die before then I guess I didn't.
I guess I'll
anyway, patreon.com/experience points. We actually, cool news about the website. We just moved the website from ASP hosting, thanks to our awesome hosting. We can't really talk about them, but our awesome hosting online. We moved it from their ASP hosting to their PHP hosting, and it was really, really, really awesome. Very smooth. I got to play systems administrator for Experience Points for once,
wow,
instead of just doing it for a job. So that was really awesome. So now we should have...
You did your job for fun?
I did my job for fun, and then I played for the next, I guess, 2 hours, 3 hours, from like 4 a.m. to about 7 a.m. I tried different caching methods and different ways to minify JavaScript and CSS, and I tried to do web developer things, and I'm not a web developer,
well,
so...
I'll be honest. Everything's black. I don't remember. It'd been a little while. I'm going to not lie. I hadn't been on the site in a little while because last time I was on it was very bright,
yeah,
and hurt my eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now it's all like nerd and geek safe.
It's
black and gray.
I really try to do I'm trying to do a low palette, like a really low color, low res palette. But
black. They're sometimes really dark gray.
You know, we at Experience Points, we try to do, we have this like theme of like red, green, and blue, like RGB, like a monitor, like a VGA cable. Yeah, and well, so
I shouldn't hate on your design decisions.
Well, no, I'm not a designer, and that's the thing. Like, I want to do something else that is a little bit nicer and a little bit better and a little bit more us. So again, like for the first few years of having a website for Experience Points, things are gonna be weird. They're still weird, but they're weird faster.
They're weirder, faster. If you're gonna be weird, be weird fast.
It loads faster. We're gonna cut to a song and we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about what we did this past week. This is Goldlocks off of MC Frontalot's new album, Question Bedtime. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Guys, you know what we haven't done in a while? Bear Brunch.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Goldlocks by MC Frontalot off of his new Question Bedtime album. A lot of really cool stuff. I think there's like a... he's featured... some artist on that track, the girl, the Goldlocks in the track. But it's really awesome. Like, Question Bedtime is an album about taking bedtime stories and, like, flipping them upside down and retelling them in a really weird way. So that's awesome. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did this past week. Bear, you historically have always been first. What did you do this past week?
I am first, always. That's cool. I played Warlords of Draenor.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I played it all alone because none of my friends play WoW anymore. You jerks.
I've been questioning whether or not I should get back into WoW. And I said, you know, probably I would, but...
You said that and you didn't yet.
Yeah, not yet.
I will say, though, it was a great release. I didn't have to wait in queue for anything. I'm playing on medium population server.
You're like the only one then.
It was great.
Because apparently the release, and it's, you know, it's kind of normal. And I think we said, like, no, they fixed that last time.
I think you actually said that.
Yeah.
And it worked for me.
Worked for you. So, I mean, I didn't lie about everyone. No. But I've heard things from people playing that it did not go smoothly at all. They were constantly being kicked. The phasing didn't work. They couldn't get to Draenor. They couldn't get to this and that.
I actually haven't done the Draenor stuff yet.
Oh,
because
so you're just playing WoW.
I'm just playing WoW, but I got the new models and everything and all the, you know, the behind the scenes changes they've
all
done.
All the assets.
Yeah, and all that type of stuff they've done. Oh, the Horde assets look great now.
Yep.
I'm so glad they finally updated us. But that being said, I haven't done the Draenor stuff yet because I got the level 90 boost. But I can't decide which tune to give it to. I've literally been like stressed about this since before release day.
So your main that you've been playing with wasn't 90 already?
No.
Okay, so you have to make a decision
my account got hacked and some stuff happened, and apparently I can do some things, but whatever, and I'm lazy. But my problem is I don't know which one I want to boost because no one's playing with me. So I don't want to boost the one on the wrong server and all that.
You know, the way I look at it is it's like we were talking about it during the break, but experience points is beginning to get more busy. We've
set it for a year now, and it's happening.
Well, we've set it for a year, and it's been coming. But I mean, we're doing stuff that we've always talked about doing, like during this show, before the show. I don't know if anyone checked our social media, but like we gave away a game. We gave away three copies of Insurgency. Those three copies just got used immediately. Within like 10 minutes of posting it, they were used.
Also, thanks for visiting our Facebook.
Thanks for visiting our Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus.
Yeah, however you get to.
Because those are the big ones. During this show, we haven't given one out yet, but we're giving out four copies of Risk of Rain during this show. Please play. You know, Risk of Rain is a really awesome game. So in 15-minute intervals, we'll give away another, you know, thing of Risk of Rain. So stand by for that. For the next week, we will be giving away games and hopefully past that. So, you know, every day we'll drop a random time, we'll drop a link to a game. So it's starting to become faster and bigger and doing more. So I need to determine whether or not we're giving away things, which in the future, we'll do more podcasting and we'll get more stuff going on. And we'll have a lot of side projects for experience points that we've been talking about with the rest of the...
I may even do that ice bucket challenge.
Not now, dude. You'd be so sick. It's so cold outside.
I just get hit with ice.
Yeah. we'll knock him out. Oh, I need another shit. Need anyone want to co-host experience points with me? I killed the last guy.
I feel bad for not doing that yet.
So no, don't feel bad.
I do.
So like the thing I have to determine is like, okay, it's not even about the money because like the expansion's what, $50 or something, and then $15 a month.
You can tell he has a job.
It's not about money at this point. It's about time. It's about being able to.
It is about time, and that's my biggest problem because like I'm a fully functional, well-adjusted adult with a career.
Tell us, don't lie to our audience.
And so that takes up a lot of my day, and then I only have so many hours before I pass out because I'm old.
Yeah.
How do you spend that precious time that you're not drunk or passed out
working? We both have friends. We have fairly active lives, and when we're not doing the show, we're doing other things with people that we enjoy spending time around.
Dude,
so
I can't believe I've been in the state for, like, what, 2 or 3 weeks now?
Yeah,
it's
you're
crazy.
Always going. You're wearing a DerpyCon t-shirt right now.
I am.
So, I mean, you know, you're going to go off to another con, and I already got
2015 cons.
You will do this thing.
Comic Con January, be there, New Orleans.
New Orleans Comic Con.
New Orleans Comic Con January. Get you some.
I will try.
You will get you some.
I will get me some. But yeah, so I just got to figure out if
I
actually
would. I just said that twice on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Well, that's cool. Ugh. So you install Warlords of Draenor. You had pre-ordered it, right?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it, preloaded it, and all that fun stuff.
All right,
everything went smoothly for me, so yay. Yeah. Of course, I wasn't doing the Draenor content, so. Yeah.
I've been hearing that people, you know, boot storms, login storms, just things not really working out for them, so. That's unfortunate for Blizzard.
Yeah, but, so I did that, and I am now even further into Doctor Who. Did I start last night? Where did I hit? I think fourth season.
Oh, okay. So you're at David Tennant, midway through David Tennant.
Midway
maybe.
Through he got the new he got rid of Rose and picked up his new companion.
And the new spoilers.
No spoilers. I won't do that.
What?
Radioland.
What are you talking about? John Barrowman? You're talking about the guy from Torchwood?
No. Captain Jack?
Captain Jack Harkness, yeah.
Yeah. It was an episode with Captain Jack.
He was a bro.
I love Captain Jack.
Torchwood is such a good show to watch by itself, you know?
I haven't watched that yet.
They had a spinoff. John Barrowman being in charge of Torchwood.
Yeah, well, I'm totally going to watch that. Well, the episode I'm talking about, he mentioned that he rebuilt Torchwood.
Yeah.
And so that's not a spoiler. But then the other thing that happened to that was awesome.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. And people who actually are fans, I guess, know what I'm talking about at this exact moment.
That's what
I love about, like, nerd fandoms and all.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, that one time where Captain Jack said he started Torchwood. Oh, I know that episode. Yeah. And I know, don't say that thing about the stuff.
I remember there was
Red
this.
Red Wedding.
You're
welcome. You know exactly what I'm talking about now.
Oh, that should be coming back fairly soon.
Yeah.
I think it comes back in the spring.
I need the next book.
So from what I understand, George R. R. Martin has shared enough with HBO that they could continue. He like shared his notes, like, if I die, or no, that's not how he sounds at all. He's like, if I die, you can build it. He sounds like Mickey Mouse, but a very
large
man.
In other news, I'm taking a voice class next semester. I think Matt should also.
Why not? Yeah, I'll learn how George R. R. Martin actually speaks. Well, that's cool. Did you do anything else you want to talk about?
Did the Warlords of Draenor and Doctor Who.
Awesome. Pretty much
it. I'm about to start up M.A. Larson, one of the writers and house drunk for My Little Pony. And he doesn't mind me saying that. I got drunk with him 3 times at Nightmare Nights. And he paid for all of it, which was great. I like that guy. Except with the condition that I have to buy his darn book.
That you're going to start reading, I guess.
I'm going to start reading that, I believe, tonight. It's a Penelope Academy. I have no idea what it's about because he just told me to buy it over and over. So I did.
I mean, was the cost of the book less than the cost of the drinks?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. A lot less than the cost of the liquor that we drank and the fact that he signed it. So
well, that's cool.
That's fun. Yeah. So I guess he told me when he signed, he's like, yeah, I got to read it now. Doesn't want you to buy my book.
Awesome. He just wants to get the royalties from the...
He's a writer. Trying to establish himself, whatever.
Well, that's good.
So I guess I'll start that tonight. Let you know if it's any good.
Sweet. Yeah, you'll definitely have to ping us back on that.
Do that thing.
I finally saw Guardians of the Galaxy. There was a theater that was playing it. I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and it was a really
that reminds me. I got a busy schedule tonight. I'm gonna go watch Interstellar.
Oh yeah, Interstellar. I heard that was good. It was just 3 hours. It was a very long movie. You're not gonna be playing Warlords of Draenor tonight.
I might play Warlords of Draenor on my Mac while I read Penelope Academy and watch Interstellar.
Yeah, people are gonna hate you in that theater. So I watched Guardians of the Galaxy. It probably wasn't as good as everyone made it out to be. I feel like it was a thoroughly enjoyable movie. It was very, very funny, and I believe that pretty much every character in it established themselves for future roles.
I am Groot,
especially Groot. Nebula, I'm looking for her to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for Chris Pratt did an awesome job playing Star-Lord. Michael Rooker was awesome as Yanda. I don't know, like everybody in it was very, even Glenn Close did her best with her ice cream swirl hair to do, you know, a good job. But
that movie, the soundtrack, they released it on cassette tape.
Yep. And they're releasing the second one, volume 2 as well.
Yeah.
It was good. I watched it. I was happy that I watched it. I was happy I avoided all of the spoilers. Not that like comic book spoilers really bother me, but I was happy to avoid all the spoilers for that.
Darn.
Let's see. I installed Fear, all the Fear games. We've kind of got a little pet project.
Oh yeah,
on the
I got to play Fear 2. Fear also and Fear 2.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're going to be releasing soon a sort of sidebar podcast about the Fear series. Because, Red Bear, you know, you talk about Fear a lot.
I
like, it's one of
Fear.
Your favorite games.
The original Fear game, yeah. I bought it. It scared me. It was great.
Because I think, like, Descent is kind of like our shared, one of our favorite games.
Yeah, well, you like Free Space.
Well, I like Free Space, but I started with Descent.
I love
and
Descent.
I feel like Free Space was just the evolution of the Descent engine and everything. And it added a little story and gave us a little more duality in the roles. It was just an evolved form. But, you know, I didn't know about Fear, really, because I didn't have a computer.
Because I don't
have
fear.
I don't have fear. I'm not scared of anything. And but you have fear, and you showed me the joy that is fear of playing
it's
Point Man
game.
Versus Patton's Fettle, and it, you know, it was really, really awesome. So and what was her name? Emma or Emily or whatever. I can't remember. I can't remember the girl's name. Anyway, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Olma.
Yeah. Whatever. The little girl that's not a little girl. Spoiler alert.
I thought we didn't do spoilers.
Anyway, yeah, so I did that. What else did I do? Move the site.
Man.
The site was a big one.
Studio Water.
And
have I
started.
How happy I am about
Oh, yeah, we got
water?
Studio Water. That was the first. This is the first time. I've worked here for like years. And
it's
the first time.
I'm here now. They like
the first
better.
Time we've got purified drinking water from KSLU. So awesome.
So shout out to KSLU for
anyway,
that.
This is going long. We are going to cut to Power of Love by I Fight Dragons. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about our retro game. It was actually a retro game from last week that we didn't get to do. This is about Contra. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I am still MG. Who's next to me?
It's Red Bear.
Oh, yeah. That was Power of Love by I Fight Dragon. Now,
love power
we,
love.
We are going
Dragons.
To...
That's what I meant to say.
You love Power Glove?
Power Glove. I don't know what I said. I'm trying to say I love I Fight Dragons, but...
It's the studio water.
What do they put in this stuff?
What's in the studio water? Anyway...
Oh, no, my face feels good.
This is the retro game... review. We're going to talk about Contra. And Red Bear is he's allowed me to do the plot summary for Contra because
on a stipulation.
I have to get into character. We're all talking right. about taking a voice class.
We are. This is our first try.
All Go right. In the year 2633, the evil Red Falcon organization have set up a base of the Galuga Archipelago near New Zealand in a plot to conquer the world. Two commandos, Private First Class Bill Reiser and Private First Class Lance Bean of the Contra Unit, an elite group of soldiers specializing in guerrilla warfare, are sent to the island to destroy the enemy forces and uncover the true nature of the alien entity controlling them.
I did pretty good.
I think you did good.
I
was all right.
Okay, I have one problem with this plot.
What you got?
Okay, they're part of an organized unit.
An elite group of soldiers.
But they are specializing in guerrilla warfare?
Right, so elite, hold on. Because I was in the military.
Please explain.
Let's talk about this, right? Elite group of soldiers doesn't mean we've got laser sharks, okay? It means that we're the
do
best
we
at what we do, and what they do is guerrilla warfare. It's like... You know...
But isn't guerrilla warfare, by definition, not organized?
I think guerrilla warfare is... It's the tactics.
Am I just wrong? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wrong.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right,
kids.
So Contra. Contra was a game that was warranting of that voice, I feel.
I feel that was a good voice for Contra. And also words I can't express on the radio.
Awesome.
Would also sum up Contra.
So Contra's hard.
Contra's
a hard game,
hard.
But you know what? Contra's one of those games that whenever you talk about legacy, Contra comes up a lot.
That broke a lot of NES controllers.
Yep. So real quick.
Including mine.
Contra wasn't its only name. It was Greiser as well as Probedector, depending on which version you played. There were arcade versions.
Multiple names, same frustration.
There were faithful reproductions on the NES from the arcade version. And, you know, this is one of those games, because, I mean, we still kind of hit it today where games, depending on where they are released, are changed to fit the region that they're released for.
Right.
So in this case, Contra was released in for the PAL region, but because it couldn't, like, because you couldn't show, or in Germany, because you couldn't show, you know, like, death and blood and stuff like that, all the enemies, I think, ended up being robots. Like, they ended up rewriting everything so they were robots. And there's a goofy name for that. But, so this came out in 87. At least one of the versions came out in 87 in Japan, in February. And then 88, there was Famicom, Commodore 64, 88, DOS, 88, right. Amstrad, 88, Spectrum, 88, MSX2, 89. And then it was re-released for the PlayStation 2 and Xbox Live in 2006. And Virtual Console for in Japan, 2010 for the MSX2. and the Wii version 2014. So, I mean, it's gotten re-released and re-released
console,
and re-released.
Get you some. And that is the third time I've said that this show.
Get you some. All right. You're at three. I'm at one.
You're at three. I'm at one. What are we talking about?
It's Contra. So the cool thing about Contra is you play Bill and Bill and Lance, and it's a run and gun type of game. You know, you run
and gun, get hit once and die.
You get hit once, you are dead.
You're done.
So the really cool thing is that they employed a live system. If you ever heard of the Konami code,
I've heard of the Konami code.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, A, B. Select, start, or whatever. Yeah. That is the Konami code. That would be 30 men. 30 men to die with if you were having problems playing this game. The cool thing about Contra is that, you know, you play through Contra, and it shifts perspectives a lot. You know, so it goes from side-scroller to top-down to three-dimensional forward shooter to, you know, side-scrolling railgun type of thing. Pseudo 3D-ness, and it was really, really, really awesome. And you know what? It had some of the greatest, like, art. It had some really good artwork, really good music.
It did have good artwork, especially if you like, you know, Nintendo-style artwork.
Yep. Just saying. It was all raster graphics, so they were really, really nice. Anyway, we're gonna move to a song, and we're coming back, and we're gonna talk about our main segment, which is a year in the next gen.
We're a year in.
Wow. A little bit more than a year, actually. Wow. But in fact, a year ago we had our episode about, you know, we're in the next gen. This is what it looks like, everybody. But now this is what it looks like a year into the next gen. We're gonna
any different.
We're gonna come back after this. Here We Go Again by Random or Mega Ran, depending on what he goes by now. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM, KSLU.
Here we go again.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Rescue Rangers by the Human Tim. Before that, Here We Go Again by Random. We're at a junction point in the show. About halfway through the show, we're going to start our main segment. But our main segment, you know, it might make some of our listeners a little angry because it's about next gen, or I guess the current gen.
It's current gen now.
You know, specifically, I think we're trying to talk about like the PS4 later. And Xbox more, because that's what we talked about last year. The Wii U.
Well, Wii U's been out since 2012.
Yeah, so the Wii U has been out for a little bit. We're going to focus on a lot of the points that we focused on in our previous show last year about, you know, it was a mad dash. All of a sudden, they've got, you know, it was released.
I had the Xbox One on pre-order. I ended up canceling. Yeah. All kinds of craziness happened.
I ended up finding, I think I ended up just got, like, getting one from Target, getting a PlayStation 4 from Target, and they sent it to me. And it was really great. Like, it was cool. I was able to be like, walk in, get the stuff, and it was great.
I know. I love that about Target. I do all my when I go to Target, you order everything online, and then you can do groceries.
Yep.
You can just walk up there, and you don't have to
I'm here for
shop.
My box. Can I get it?
Yeah,
and they're
exactly.
Like, yeah,
it's
here's
wonderful.
Your box. So
do that thing.
Let's get some numbers. Real quick, Barry, you had some numbers for us.
A couple of numbers.
All right. Let's start with the PS4. So the PS4... I think their numbers were updated the end of September, so
okay,
September 30th.
You're talking about units sold, yeah, September 30th of 2014. They've sold 13.5 million units.
13.5. That's nothing to wink at. That's pretty good. I feel like it's probably not as good as like the PlayStation 2.
Probably not.
Like if we scale things back, but that's okay. We're not comparing it to PS2. I was just saying it like for our kind of like talking point. PS2 probably is still a better selling console, but.
Now, the interesting thing here is it looks like Microsoft's bitten Barrett's and doesn't want to update anything.
Okay.
So their last update was December 31st, 2013.
Now that we're talking about Wikipedia, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm talking about Wikipedia. I'm bashing Microsoft.
Because
tongue in cheek here.
Some other blog sites and kind of like journalism
that
sites.
That requires me to do work.
I'm going to give it to you right now. They said 5.7 million sold, actual sold, not sold to suppliers, sold period from suppliers. 5.7 million Xbox One sold.
On the wiki, as of December 31st of last year. Yeah, 114. Wow, I can do math.
Which
guys.
that's right after it released.
Yeah, that's holiday season. So that was 3 million copies. So that was all the ones that got sold.
3 million?
Yeah, 3 million. Okay. Now, they do say they're going to be having shipped 10 million to retailers by December 23rd, 2014.
Oh, okay. So, wow. So, 10 million shipped, but Sony sold 13.5 million.
So, they've sold more than Microsoft even shipped.
Wow. All right. So, yeah. You know, I am a Sony individual. I've bought into the Sony environment. I have a Vita. I have a PS3, a PS4, and I still have a PS2. And I'm still rocking that. I don't like the idea.
PlayStation 1.
I don't,
the original.
I don't like the idea of PlayStation Now because I don't think it's going to work the way they want it to. But okay, let's assume that.
PlayStation. Wow.
I think that out of the games that I have for PS4, which I have, I haven't bought Last Light, but I do have Second Son, Infamous Second Son. I bought the PS4 version of Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, and I have. I've got Destiny for PS4.
Yeah,
I've got.
That's going to be the big hitter right now for both consoles.
Yeah. For both consoles.
Well, for PS4 because.
And you know what? I wish
because only 3 million people even have an Xbox, or maybe 5 million people have an Xbox.
Right, and those are interesting numbers. I feel right because you know when we talk about Halo's on the Xbox now. Maybe it's the fact that Halo just kind of got released, sort of.
That may boost their numbers. That would be a reason I would want one.
I would, yeah, that's like the only, because Sunset Overdrive's awesome, from what I've heard, but is it awesome enough to spend not only $60 for the game, but, $300 for the console? I don't think so.
$300?
I don't think
I thought it was more than that. Let me check my pricing. Yeah, it's
$500,
son.
Oh, is it $500? I'm sorry.
The PlayStation is $339.
It's them Cyber Monday. It's them Cyber Monday and Black Friday prices.
So yeah, you look at FYI, PlayStation's 400 and the Xbone clocks in at 5.
All right, so the cool thing is that is that including the Kinect?
I do not know.
I believe the Kinect is now completely optional. The Kinect may have dropped it. The Kinect killed the Xbox. The Kinect does not work.
Well, it doesn't work in all the security issues they came out with at the beginning. They backpedaled, but once you say something, you can't take it back from the internet.
Especially
in the midst of all the NSA stuff that we were dealing with here in America.
Right, right.
No one wanted a camera staring at you.
So let's talk about games.
Let's talk games. If we're going to talk about
The exclusives, or let's talk about the reasons that you shouldn't care which one you get. Well, you have Destiny, or you've got Metal Gear Solid.
Well, you say you shouldn't care about Destiny. The PlayStation has better hardware for running Destiny.
Yeah, but I don't think the hardware matters that much at that point. Like with the game, the game looks equally nice.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe on the PlayStation, like your field of view is longer and everything. I don't think you can even play against Xboxes.
Because it's so crippling. You can't play.
Well, and there's network.
Right. So the network thing, you can't play. You can't play with older consoles because of the restrictions of hardware.
How far you can actually see and such.
Right. Right. So yeah. Let's talk about it. Should you buy next gen? I think so. Yeah, you've waited a year. Let's assume that you haven't bought one. Now
I actually haven't.
Now may be the time for you to buy one. If you are a console gamer, I gotta say, Destiny is a fun game. I play Destiny at least once or twice a week. I go through and I do all the bounties of the day, and I go through and do two or three raids or strikes, and I'm waiting for the expansion pack. And they just released the new Sparrow, so you can do barrel rolls on the Sparrow. Iron Banner's coming back out if you do that thing, so you can get more equipment and gear and stuff. So, that's good. There's also, Second Son was a good game, and I'm sure the Master Chief Collection for Xbox is worth having. There's also Evolve.
Played all those games.
Well, you have, but they look nice, and you know what?
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't mind playing Halo again. Halo had a good story.
With new graphics.
Well, it's not just the new graphics; it's consistency. I feel like through four, all released with the same UI, with the same all the same assets.
Right.
It is
right.
Not such a huge jump. I don't know.
That is actually a good point because they were jumping technologies as they evolved the series.
Correct. And I wish they would have put Reach on there, but I guess it didn't have Master Chief.
I wish they would have put Reach on there.
Because I feel like Master Chief, Halo, the Master Chief Collection as four games, it feels more like, I guess, two games to me. Like, one and two feel like one big giant game, and then, I guess, three and four. They all felt like separate games. Two felt like it was such a short game, though, because
two wasn't really
right,
short game.
Right whenever it started to get good. Anyway, this isn't a Halo. We're not talking about Halo. We might talk about Halo.
At least it wasn't Halo 3. I'll throw that out there.
Well, yeah.
I was very upset with that.
Let's talk about maybe maybe the Xbox isn't doing so well because it tries to be a media center when we don't need a media center. Or we already have a media center, or people that normally would want a media center don't play consoles and they can build a computer for cheaper or buy a Roku.
Or you could just buy a Google Stick thing.
Yep, a Chromecast. Brand.
Chromecast thing.
Now, the cool thing about the Xbox One, recently it got Plex. Plex came out for Xbox 360 and Xbox One. I like me some Plex, so that's good. The hardware is arguably better for... Well, it's not even arguably better. It is better for on the PS4 side of things. And there's a lot of games coming out right now or that have come out recently, like Alien Isolation. Like, that was my game that I beat recently and I really, really enjoyed. Right. And we're going to talk about, after the break, we're going to come back and we're talking about the next gen of gaming, not necessarily next gen hardware, but... You know, you play a game like that, you could play it on PC.
You absolutely can.
I think long term, if every 2 years you spent $500 on towards a PC.
I will say that's probably an accurate
statement. You could get more out of your PC if you spent, let's say, how long does a console typically last? What, 4 or 5 years?
We'll give them 5 years.
Five years. Let's just say you put $100. Okay, that's a bad idea. Let's say you bought a new console every 3 years. So let's just round it up to six. If you spent $500 for that, $1,000 up front, and you needed this thing to last 6 years, you could totally do it. You could get, you know, budget parts that don't really matter. Get a gaming motherboard or a motherboard that'll do decent at gaming. $1,000, mm-hmm. You can get a fairly decent graphics card, one of the EVGA 760s even. That's what I'm rocking right now. And you could deal it out and PC part picker it out and have a really decent thing. So maybe PC Gaming Master Race is kind of eating into the console market a little bit enough to say, well, I don't need to buy an Xbox because a lot of the stuff that Microsoft is going to allow to be released over here, they may also allow to be released on, say, Windows or PC or whatever. And that's not so much a Microsoft
PCs just have such a library of games already.
Right.
Every type of developer.
It seems like every indie game that's a big deal on a console has already been released at some point. Everyone was talking about Fez or Braid or whatever, and this all got released on Don't Starve. That's already on the PC. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
That's a great example.
Minecraft is a fantastic example. So, yeah, we're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the next gen as far as what we talk about with, I guess, games themselves. This is Metamorphic Rock by Dark Sword and 6-2 Sounds. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was 6-2 Sounds and Dark Sword with Metamorphic Rock. We are almost out of time. Before we actually leave, though, I'd like to kind of like approach a topic. We probably won't be able to flesh it out all the way. But let's talk about next-gen games, because I had a really compelling argument, I think, during the break. Red Bear and I were talking about, you know, Alien Isolation. Really, really good game. We both really enjoyed it from what we've seen, what we played.
Great game. I like it because it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. It's a game.
It's legitimately terrifying.
It's a game that, you know, when something goes bump in the game, you have a little a panic moment because you're worried.
Heart
like, what
races,
if the alien hears
sweating.
You? Right. What if the alien hears you? What if one of the working Joes hit, you know, hear that or whatever and come after you? And what if you, like, all of a sudden the 8 rounds in your revolver, the 6 rounds and the 2 extra in your revolver, those mean so much more to you now.
It does such a great job of actually building up that suspense and terror. Than most games where you just run and gun.
It's a pretty game. We always say, you know, it's hard to be an ugly game. But
it is, but this one is beautiful.
This is beautiful. It's got the good 70s type of film grain, you know, big atmospheric type of feel. The best part, though, and I feel like this is what I want to see, not in every game, because I feel like this it worked really well. I would hate to see it everywhere, though, is the type of alien, the artificial intelligence that the alien and a few of the other, NPCs exhibited in the game really helped push this idea home of this is a living, breathing, organic type of system. And very infrequently do we find a game or we have a game that makes you go, wow, it was actually thinking about where I was. It was actually really trying to find me.
Like it was sitting there figuring things out.
It wasn't. And it's like maybe it's randomly deciding whether or not to do this other thing or this program thing or this other program thing. It felt in the moment, it felt real. And absolutely. That is the best
AI,
part.
That's one thing. AI has come a long way.
Right. Yeah, it was predictable, but only like some of the time. It wasn't always predictable. And I feel like, you know, you look at some of the games where like Second Son, Infamous Second Son, or the new Halo game coming out, or, you know, it's pretty much any of the games that have really kind of been released over the last year and some change. They're all this old mentality. They're all this old style of game design. And
run, gun, blow things up.
Yeah, a first-person shooter.
About story.
The big problem with Shadowfall or whatever, the Killzone, the new Killzone game, even though it's like the most bought game for the PS3, it was all just regular, normal. There was nothing there. There was no substance. It was enjoyable, sure. But, I mean, maybe...
There's nothing new from the last time we had games from
last
year.
And you know, so people
gaming isn't evolving.
Make side-scrolling platformers all the time. Like that's it's the indie renaissance. It's the revival of the indie game.
Even the indie games are getting repetitive now.
Right. And
like, I mean, I guess the saying is there's nothing new under the sun, but we game at night, so give me something new.
That's good. That's, I like that.
Yeah.
I feel that, cuz it's, you know, a game doesn't have to present nothing but avant-garde newisms or whatever. You know, we don't have to have all crazy new things that we've never gotten before.
I still feel that story gets ignored 99% of the time.
Oh, absolutely. No, and that's a big thing, you know.
Even in, like, RPGs.
Is an atmospheric game. Well, so the problem with RPGs is that RPGs sometimes don't get cinematic.
Robotic.
If they get robotic and they're just like, pull up text, after a while you don't care about the text. But, like, when you look at a game like, say, Xenoblade Chronicles, it was a fantastic JRPG that beat out even a big heavy hitter like Final Fantasy, I think 13 at the time was coming out. You know... It's a game. You're never gonna get that type of Final Fantasy game, a super HD-esque Final Fantasy game on the Wii or the Wii U. But you got Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii, and it was awesome. It took everything by storm. So I feel like, you know, a good game, and it was cinematic. It felt I could care about the people versus like a Star Ocean game where you could really care less about the characters in it. So
yeah, well, I feel a problem with that is this yearly release cycle we've gotten into now where they're like television shows.
Absolutely.
You know? You got the next Call of Duty coming out. So
absolutely.
There's going to be some stuff and a story slapped
on. I ended up beating Call of Duty.
So yeah, it was
Warfare.
Like the new 2014
it was Call
of
Duty.
Duty.
It was Call of Duty. It wasn't anything super special. It was just Call of Duty. But anyway. That's about the show. We're gonna leave you with two or three songs, Sweep the Leg by No More Kings and Star Fox, The Asteroids, mixed by Entertainment System. Before we do that, thank you so much for listening. You know,
I appreciate you listening.
I know we're both sort of, you're starting to feel sick. I'm definitely sick.
Yeah, I'm in this, like, dude, I'm in a tiny room because I couldn't make it to the big studio tonight. I know, first world problem. But Matt is, like, basically a zombie at this point.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure.
I'm all hopped up on Dayquil.
I got the T-virus now.
Or non-drowsy daytime cold and flu from Good Sense.
I mean, can I call into work as a zombie? Like, can I get off of work if I'm a zombie?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's workers' comp.
Yeah, I believe that's like a legal thing. They have to let me off work if I'm a zombie.
Anyway, thank you so much for thank you.
Listener appreciation segment.
It is.
Thank you so much.
You know, if you want to check more of us out, we're online. Bear, what is the website?
exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Remember, check us out there because
us a MySpace?
I didn't do MySpace.
You are a liar and the truth is not in you.
I am sorry. We are giving away video games all this rest of this week, all the way up to probably about Thanksgiving. Check out our Facebook, but you can go to exppoints.com/social to check out all the other things, including iTunes and Stitcher, which all of the previous podcasts will be on. You can also stream it from the website. And remember, check out the website a lot more frequently.
Check the website.
Bookmark it, because we will be adding new segments. We'll be adding new posts. It's going to become active, and it's going to get there quick. We're also on Steam. And again, that's on the social site. But if you want to go to Steam, I updated the Space Engineers server that we had. So the Experience Point Space Engineers creative and survival server for Space Engineers is now updated and ready to go. Anyway, thank you again. You've been listening to Experience Point.
If anyone writes in and tells me how many thank yous that it was, I will give you a free game.
Oh, free game for you. All right, we're going to leave. You know, it's going to be more than...
Thank you.
It's going to be more than three songs, or more than two songs. It's going to be Sweep the Leg by No More Kings and Star Fox Asteroid Systems.
And
by,
as a special thank you, another game, another song. Go.
Awesome.
Tell them.
And then X Hunters stage by the X Hunters. Thanks for listening to Experience Points. I'm MG.
Got another thank you. And I'm Red Bear.
Have a good night.
Thank you.